Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sports Day for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years.
Yes, looking at the WA cricketers heading for their 17th one-day cup title win. Their first one was back in 1983 and they won in 2021, 2022, and they look like picking up 2023. 205 South Australia, needing 388 for victory. They're in the 17th over. They started very well. They just lost their second wicket a few moments ago. Ty has one for 17 and Ashton Agar, the other wicket taker. Chris Coyne now joins us. It's Friday night action for the Glory this week. And they return to HBF Park for the first time this season after spending all their home games so far in Balcatta there at Macedonia Park. Joining us is assistant coach and Chris Coyne. Chris, thanks for your time.
Good evening, Peter. How are you, mate?
Good. What's happened? Three draws, three losses in the last 6 weeks, and we were going north. That is the Perth Glory, and all of a sudden it started to head south a bit in recent times. Any reasons or any explanations?
Oh, mate, real tough one, to be honest with you, Pete, because I think 70% of those games we should have won or should have at least got something out of the game. So we went away, obviously, to Brisbane, 1-0 up, and I thought the boys were quite comfortable, to be honest with you. We were set up well. They understood exactly what we were there to do. And, you know, two poor goals. And I think that's, you know, as a collective, as a group, we've been conceding too many goals and conceding from set plays and sloppy moments. You know, the same again against Western United. I think another game that we pretty much dominated. And then we had a four-minute block where, you know, we conceded two really poor goals with, you know, not really them playing through us or doing anything special, and you're chasing the game again. So the boys have been, very disappointed. They've been, working so hard, and they're really listening and trying to implement. So, you know, the only way sometimes you get a bit of bad luck is to work harder and work yourself out of it.
So what's been the mood in the camp this week ahead of a return to HBF Park on Friday night at 7 o'clock against the Western Sydney Wanderers?
Yeah, so far so good, Pete. You know, we've had a good few days on the training track. Spirits are high. I think there's seven or eight boys that have never played at HBF, and got a few homegrown players, obviously, that are coming home and going to play on HBF for the first time. So, boys' spirits have been good. It's never easy to go on the road for a week and come back with nothing in your locker, but you know, the best thing about football, Pete, is sometimes when you're down, you get that opportunity to come out in front of your members, in front of your home crowd, in front of your family, and put that purple shirt on and actually, you know, get that opportunity to do something about it. So spirits have been good. The boys as a group have been excellent. And I know they're excited. We've got a captain's run tomorrow at HBF, and I know the boys are looking forward to going over there and having a run around.
Let's have a look at a few of the players. I gather the skipper, Mustapha Amini, is he likely? He'll miss a net naturally through suspension. What about the likes of Daryl Lachman? Is he likely to return?
Yeah, Big Daryl's trained the last few days. Obviously, a hell of a head knock that he took, and we were really concerned for him for a while there. It wasn't nice. Wasn't a nice situation to be a part of, but he got the stitches out yesterday, and the surgeon's done a really good job on piecing him back together. So, all things going well, mate. He's received his medical clearance and et cetera from, you know, the doctor with his concussion test. So, it'd be good to have the big fella out there, or at least available. for the weekend.
And also, it's disappointing in some ways. I believe he's got to have an operation. But Salim Khalifi, who the Tunisian, who's been such an excitement machine, but unfortunately his first season with the Glory has been plagued with a bit of injury. That's him done and dusted for the season?
Yeah, it is, Pete. He actually went and saw Dr. Jared Hardesty yesterday. So he's gone into that surgery. He would, you know, bless him, he's come over to a foreign country. He's been playing with this injury for a few weeks now and just trying to push through and do the right thing by his teammates and the club. And I think it just got to the point for poor Salim where enough was enough and he had to go and get something done about it. So, yes, it's a big loss for the club. But, you know, what it does give is Salim time to get his body right. It gives him the off-season. And, you know, he was having to train and play through painkilling injections and taking Panadine Forte and things like that before training just to get through training. So once it gets to that stage, I don't care how tough you are, it does have an effect on you. So, you know, we want a speedy recovery for Salim, and the quicker we can see him out in that purple at HBF, you know, I think he's going to be a firm fan favourite. I think he's a little excitement machine and brings a lot of quality. So we can get that foot right. By all accounts, everything went well with the surgery, and he's a great little player, another little magician in the making, I think.
Oh, I know, he's an outstanding player, certainly one of the players I really enjoy watching. He's so skillful. Saying that, Cameron Cook, the goalkeeper, who's taken over the reins of Liam Reddy in the last few weeks, in fact, the last couple of months, has re-signed with the club. And no doubt, you know, there's opposition in the goalkeeping stakes, but your thoughts on how Cameron has settled into the role?
Yeah, he's settled in there like any 21, 22-year-old goalkeeper. You know, we know with youth, you know, goalkeepers generally don't start playing until they're 23, 24, especially in Europe. And the fortunate thing for goalkeepers, as we've seen with Liam Reddy, is they can play till they're 40. And over that period of time, they get that consistency and they learn through their mistakes. You know, Cookie's a strong character. He's not going to hide behind the fact that he's made a couple of individual errors, but we weren't stupid enough to think that, you know, as a young kid, a young incumbent going into such a tough position, that he wasn't going to be tested. But from that, he's getting better, he's growing. You know, his character will improve and his decision-making will improve. And that's why I think the club and Andy Keogh and Ruben were so keen to sign him on a long-term deal, because we see the kid having a massive future in the game. And you know, we're glad, we're really pleased with where Cookie is at the moment. You know, we're happy to, you know, see him make good, honest mistakes and grow from them and get better, because as a club moving forward, we'll see the benefit of that experience that he's getting now.
Now, you're a good man. You speak honestly. I had Mark Beavers on the program last week, and I spoke to him about, you know, that so-called incident that was actually a false alarm that involved Beavers and, of course, Ryan Williams, and the reason they were not playing in a game some while back, and they thought there might have been a clash with the coach, Ruben Zadkovic, and Mark Beavers actually just laughed it off and said he couldn't believe all the crap that was coming out. Now, we had the other incident just in the last couple of weeks regarding Giordano Colli. We know that Ruben wears his heart on his sleeve. He's passionate about the club. I've seen it firsthand. He just loves it. He's motivated. He's driven. Your thoughts, Coyne, on what's all this sort of news other than football news that tends to filter out every now and then? And even last weekend, we saw a double page spread in the West talking about the Perth Glory's so-called controversies, and there wasn't one word mentioned about the game that was being played that day.
Yeah, listen, mate, it's something, you know, I've grown up with in Perth. So I'll start with the sort of that article in the paper. I got wind of it, and I asked Gareth Morgan to send it through to me, and I'm sat there reading it and just thinking, you know, these guys have got nothing better to do. And unfortunately, we do live in an AFL town. We're a week and a half, 2 weeks away from the AFL starting. And I just saw it. They saw an opportunity to throw a hand grenade in. And it was disappointing to read it because there's never anything positive in there. We're lucky if we even get a corner before the racing pages. So that being said, you know, I'm a firm believer, and I was brought up a bit old school. And sometimes in football, words need to be spoken. People need to have conversations. but they always stay between the four walls. You never air your dirty laundry. And the worst thing for me was, or has been, is the fact that there hasn't been any dirty laundry. I've been involved with every single training session, been at training every day. And yes, there's words had at time. You know, it's football. But there's been no conflict. There's been no people that have been at each other. And then it questions the integrity of the dressing room and where people are at. I think this has been one of the most harmonious dressing rooms I've been a part of. And there hasn't been any bickering, and there hasn't been any fights between the players or Ryan Williams and Beavers. You know, the reason Beavers probably laughed it off is because he was injured. He had a sore back at the time and missed a game. You know, it had nothing to do. But then all of a sudden, these comments are coming out through social media, et cetera, et cetera. A big pet hate of mine. I hate social media for that reason. I love the platform it gives people. But I don't like the innuendo and lies that can sometimes come out. And like an old school journalist, you've been around a long time, Pete. You knew that you had to sort of credential your stories, or you had to have fact in that story, where with social media, you can print lies at times. And because there's so much and it spreads so quick, then it gathers momentum and people jump on it. So a little bit disappointing from that perspective. But from my point of view, you know, I think the boys are in a good space. I think we can all see what we're building towards. I can honestly say to you that, you know, there's never been any harsh incidents or fights or Mark Beavers and Ryan Williams or anything like that. So it's a bit disappointing, you know. The dressing room's a dressing room. The club's a club. Everything should stay inside in terms of that, you know, dressing room stuff. But I can honestly tell you, mate, that there's a lot of smoke and daggers there. There's nothing really to talk about. It's just the innuendo that comes out through social platforms.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe that article last week, honestly. And to be fair, I've been around a long time. If you wanted to write a two-pager on the Glory, you could write a three-pager on the West Coast Eagles. You could write a couple of pages on the Fremantle Dockers. You could even write a page on the Perth Wildcats, who are seen to be squeaky clean. Well, there was a few years ago where there was a certain player that got himself in a bit of trouble, and you know where he ended up.
But
the fact that what really irritated me about the West Australian last week is that they didn't even put a par in about the game that was coming up. Okay, write that. Yeah. But write something about the game, for God's sake.
Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, it's a free world, so they can write what they choose. But because they're so, or it comes across as so one-eyed, it's disappointing. Now, if we're all getting equal coverage, and I get that football doesn't put as many bums on seats as the Eagles, but if the coverage was equal, or the writing, they were writing about the game, but there had been some controversy and it's in the paper, then so be it. That's par for the course. But when it seems so lopsided to other sports, and, you know, it does annoy me a little bit. But like I said before, mate, growing up in Perth, I know how hard people have had to fight over the years for airtime, for print, for whatever. So nothing really surprises me anymore. I think there's ulterior motives out there, and I just don't agree with them at times.
And the other thing is, a lot of guys call themselves sports commentators, but get out there and learn about some other sports as well, and then you can maybe write and talk about it. Now, two final questions is, have we seen the end of Liam Reddy? Chris, can you answer that honestly for us?
You can never say the end of someone that's had such longevity in his career. I don't think we'll see him playing for Perth Glory again, but I'm not the head coach, so... If I had to give you my opinion, I'd probably say no, but I'm not the one that selects a team. So that'll be Ruben's choice. Obviously, I help him alongside that, so I'm not just parking it with Ruben. And I'm also a firm believer in you can never say never either. But as it stands at the moment, I'd be very surprised if we were to see him go out there again. But that's not to say that, you know, it's not going to happen, because, you know, that's the funny thing about the football world. And, you know, Cookie, you know, grabbed his opportunity and he's been doing well, but that's not to say that the opportunity isn't there for Liam.
As we let you go, it's a Western Sydney Wanderers. They've just dropped one game in their last eight, and they are making a serious run at Melbourne City. But we know what's happened in football, and you would have woken up the other morning and you would have shook your head when you saw Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0. And that's the game, because going to that game, Liverpool weren't travelling that well.
No, the old cliche, it's a funny old game, and I couldn't believe it, because my kids are Liverpool fans. So I'm sat there having a coffee and toast in the morning, and Kieran's going, "Dad, did you see the Liverpool score?" I went, "Oh, how much did Man U win by?" And he's like, oh, piss off, Dad. We should 7-0. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, mate. So I was straight on my phone and it was like, goal, 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 goal. And I was like, wow. I'd never have thought I'd woken up to that. But being an advocate myself, Pete, I'm not happy when they win. Never win 7-0.
Brilliant, brilliant. Mate, I'll see you on Friday night. Should be a beauty. Kick off at 7 o'clock back at HBF Park.
Should be a cracker, mate. And it's everyone's looking forward. I know that all the staff, Anthony Radich and Joe, are pushing really hard to put on a special night for everyone because I think we've all missed being at HBF. So I'd implore as many people that can get down. 7 o'clock kickoff on a Friday. A good time in this weather in beautiful Perth. So I'd implore as many people as possible to come down and support the boys.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on Friday. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for having us, Pete. Take care, mate.
Good on you. A-League update ahead of the Glory Wanderers match. Of course, football is here. And here is the Isuzu Ute A-League. Experience it live. Search A-League tickets and get your tickets and go along to see the Perth Glory take on the Western Sydney Wanderers on Friday night. 7 o'clock kickoff at HBF Park. Good to be back at HBF Park too, I reckon. It's coming up 11:06 here on Sports Day WA.